Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, President Trump is making a trip to Ohio to rally support for his infrastructure plan. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have been skeptical of his $1.5 trillion proposal. The president has other challenges to deal with back in D.C. Yesterday, he fired Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin and nominated White House physician Ronnie Jackson to take his place. Today, David Shulkin is speaking out about the toxic environment in Washington and infighting at the VA. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith is with us now. Hello, Tamara.
Hi there.
So David Shulkin spoke to NPR's Morning Edition today and said that he thinks he was fired because of his opposition to privatizing more or all of the VA's health care.
I was not against reforming VA, but I was against privatization. And I think that it was really the political appointees that were trying to undermine our efforts at VA.
Tamara, can you explain what he's talking about when he mentions the political appointees and also in brief what this fight over privatization is all about?
Yeah, so there were several officials both at the VA and there was someone at the White House who Shulkin feels were undermining him, constraining him. And there was even an email that was discovered where they essentially talked about trying to push him out because he wasn't moving quickly enough toward privatization. We checked in with the White House today about this, and the White House is saying that the administration has taken several steps to transform and modernize the VA, and there are no discussions about privatizing it. There is a large spectrum between fully privatizing the VA and, increasing the availability for veterans to seek health care outside of the VA system.
And some of that was done. The private health care was done.
Yeah, and some of that was done through legislation, actually, back several years ago when there was the big controversy over wait lists at the VA. And Shulkin was actually brought in during the Obama administration in part to help clean that up. And there was legislation that made it possible for some veterans who could not get health care within the VA system to get health care outside of it, though there were still a lot of glitches in making that work properly.
David Shulkin was also put in the hot seat by the inspector general over a taxpayer-funded trip he had taken to Europe. The report said that Shulkin spent time sightseeing with his wife, whose airfare was paid for by the government. What did Shulkin say today about that accusation?
Yeah, and he ultimately ended up reimbursing the government for his wife's airfare. He said that the sightseeing only happened on the weekends and that the events that he attended were very important events where he gave a lot of presentations. And he felt that he was not able to properly defend himself as relates to that investigation because of these same political appointees that were favored by the Trump administration, who he says blocked him from defending himself. You know, one of the issues here is that Shulkin at some point basically just started being his own media relations specialist, going out and talking to reporters, going around people at the VA who were political appointees.
Yeah. And I think he said also that he had gotten prior approval to have his wife's airfare, coach airfare, paid for by the department. One more thing quickly. Questions about the man tapped to replace Shulkin, White House physician Ronnie Jackson. What do we know about him?
He is the White House physician. He's the one who came out and gave an hour-long press conference where he said the president was in excellent health and had superb genes. And the president feels a real connection with him. He is a veteran and he is not, however, known as a manager of large organizations. And the VA is one of the largest organizations in this country.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith, thank you.
You're welcome.